We are honored to welcome into Says Who Sports right now a two-time women's college basketball national champion, already two rings, a starting guard on a historic undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks team, say 38-0. Know what it takes to start for the amazing Dawn Staley, let alone get minutes at all. A player who refuses to get rattled on the court, known by her teammates as a cool customer, calms them during crunch time, as she did in a couple of close games during the NCAA tournament. In fact, Camila Cardoso, named the most outstanding player in the tournament, said of our next guest that she keeps me from getting lost in my head, from thinking too much on the court, keeps me calm. One of Dayton, Ohio's finest, number 23 for the national champions, Bree Hall. Bree, thanks so much for being with us at Says Who Sports. It's an honor.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Bree, to what Camila Cardoso said, by the way, about you for a moment, in saying that your presence on the court calms her, and your other teammates have said it as well, brings her confidence, she said, keeps her from thinking too much. What do you say to her? Can you describe that in essence?
Yeah, kind of when the games get kind of close, I'm just there telling Camila, like, she's good, you're good, that's a good take, keep taking that take. I like that shot, keep taking the shot. I'm just kind of encouraging her and keeping her confident.
Fantastic. You're number 23, and you wore it in high school also, Bree. Is that inspired by anyone in particular? Guy named Michael or no? Or
yeah, it's inspired by Michael. It's just as simple as that. I just like Michael Jordan. I always thought number 23 was cool.
You were among the top 20, 25 players in the nation coming out of Wayne High School in Dayton in 2021. Recruited by all top programs, could have gone almost anywhere. Am I correct, Bree? Did you visit South Carolina in eighth grade?
Yes, I believe it was going into my ninth grade year. But I did. I did visit.
What was that visit like, Bree? What did Coach Staley and the older players say to you that stuck with you? And your family back then, because we know this is a family thing for you.
Yeah, when I came on the visit, she was just very honest, very open. She told me right off the bat, like, if you're coming here to, you know, become player of the year or anything of that nature, just looking for awards and something of that nature, she told me, like, you know, this probably won't be the best place for you. That, you know, she already had some dogs, but if you're, you know, willing to come here and work, you know, sacrifice your time a little bit, I think it'll be a great fit for you.
Thank you for sharing. Bree, please take us through the last day and a half for you and your teammates. You win the national championship in Cleveland on Sunday, early evening. Then what? What has it been like for you and the team?
Yeah, it was a lot of celebrations, lots of pictures that night. Then we actually did media that night for about, I don't know, I think 30 minutes. It took us a while for us to leave the arena just because, you know, Coach had things she had to do. We had things we had to do. After that, we drove back to the arena and was welcomed with lots and lots of fans in the hotel, you know, just cheering for us. And we got, you know, a little bit of our chant, our school chants going. And then after that, we partied, of course, celebrated the night, went out, and then the next day we came back here and got on the plane, came back here to Columbia, South Carolina, switched our stuff from the plane to the bus, traveled to the arena where we were welcomed back home. We had a nice ceremony. Actually our president canceled a class from, like, I believe 1 to 3, so all the students could come to the welcome ceremony. And then like I said, we went to the arena, was greeted by everybody. There was a lot of fans in the arena, completely packed out. And then after that, we came back here to, you know, to our rooms.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing. Bree, talk about what it felt like to play in that championship game. You've played in a lot of big games, and certainly at South Carolina, a lot of big games already. But that one in particular, because of the insane attention to it, the ratings off the charts, so many millions of people, like 14 million, I think, as an average, and at certain points, up to 24 million tuned in. Like, watching it for me, for us, was, especially first half, was, as a fan of basketball, the plays, the athleticism, the defense. I mean, you guys just ripping the boards, the tenacity, all of that. For us as a viewer, we could feel it, if that makes sense. Did it feel any differently to you in the middle of it? Does it work like that?
I mean, it felt... Of course, it's going to be more hype. It's a national championship game. But I will say it felt similar to when we played LSU at LSU earlier in the season. And the reason why I say that is because the Hawkeyes fans, they are loud. They are very, 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 very loud. As close to, or if not the same as LSU fans when we went to LSU. Of course, it was a really hyped game, sold out. But the way that we still had a lot of fans there, and it was just super loud every time, you know, the Iowa's fans or the Hawkeyes did anything. It was just, ooh, it was very mind-boggling. But I think our fans did a really good job evening it out. They were there. They were supportive. They were loud, cheerful. But it was definitely something that I never experienced, especially because the first national championship, I didn't play that much as I did that game. And didn't have that much of a responsibility.
That's very well said. Thank you for giving us the feel of that. Bree, you're coming through the college women's game at a crazy time of interest. Speaking of interest, the ratings, the star power, insane talent teams, and of course, your Gamecocks at the top. Many of the players, though, who came before you, and I'm going back, let's say, 10 years. The wave has been building, right? The ratings increasing, the interest, the attendance. It's a beautiful thing. But if we go back 10 years, certainly if we go back 20 years, even though there was interest, it certainly wasn't, for some reasons, from a TV perspective, let's say, at the interest level it is now. So there were great players, so many great players who came before you and worked just as hard. But there wasn't that level of heavy-duty interest. Will you speak to the way they paved the way for you, the ones that came before that maybe didn't receive the intense interest that you guys are enjoying today?
Yeah, I mean, they are the people that started this, the players that started this with their great talents. I mean, you know, they started the fan base of women's basketball, you know, kind of created the narrative that it's something to watch, something very interesting, you know. But I think, you know, thanks to them, we are so blessed to have such a great fan base now, and it's just going to keep growing.
Well said. Thank you. Bree, will you take us to the court for the final couple of minutes ticking off the clock on Sunday? And by that I mean, you're about to win it all. You know, you're second, and as you said, compared to the first, many more minutes this time around, each special, but you're about to cap an undefeated season. All the work that you individually and the team has put in, will you share or describe the emotions you were feeling in those moments?
Yeah, it was just a lot of happiness, a lot of excitement, just joy, complete joy. It was just a very overwhelming feeling of just happiness, just to finally do it. We were saying that we wanted to, you know, do this for so long. We wanted to win a national championship since October, because, you know, that's kind of when our season started. First game, I believe, was in November. So from then on, we were like, you know, we got to win a national championship. Oh, my God, what are we going to do when we win a national championship? What's your reaction going to be? So I think it kind of just like that feeling over, like, just kept playing in our head, and we finally got to that moment where we actually won it, and it just felt great.
Outstanding. You have been a winner. You're used to winning. Big winner in high school. Like most of your teammates with the Gamecocks, you were named the best player in the state of Ohio high school in 21. But winning at the big school D1 level is a different thing, and then winning at a Coach Don Staley level is an even different thing. Share with us how you have learned to win the Coach Staley way, individually and as a team.
What do you mean?
The confidence and preparation that she's instilled. Again, you're used to winning, but when you get to that level and playing for a coach like Coach Staley, how does she help you find the best in yourself at an even different level?
Yeah, she just kind of instills that confidence. She's going to nitpick. She's going to nitpick at the earlier in the season, all the little details. She's very detail-oriented, and, you know, it kind of translate over into the whole course of the season. You start to realize little things that need to be fixed, that could be better. And she's always told us to, you know, treat every game or prepare for games like you're a pro athlete, basically. Like, you know, you might not be a WNBA player right now, but create those habits like you are one.
Very well said. Powerful. Bree, will you describe the patience, we'll say, the understanding that's necessary to wait your time? You've waited your time, those increased minutes to play that key role and be ready when it's your time. You know, Camila Cardoso, right, waited 2 years behind Aaliyah to become a starter. You waited a couple of years behind Bree Beal. Speaks to the exceptional talent that Coach Staley brings in each year. Will you speak to the patience necessary to wait for your time, but always be ready?
I think it's a mindset. You just have to have that mindset, and not a lot of players have that mindset of just waiting their turn. A lot of people come out of high school expecting to have these big minutes, and if you don't have that mindset instilled into you, you know, I'm willing to wait my time, I'm willing to go on, you know, the best team in the nation, but also learn from the people that are already there, take in the details that they're telling you, learn from the things that they're doing, you know, then it's just probably not the best fit for you. And so I feel like it's just a mindset that you just have to have from the get-go in your recruiting process.
Thank you. You have said publicly, and I think it's so cool, you've been candid about it because you've helped so many others, but you've mentioned there have been moments during your time at South Carolina that, if I'm correct, you thought about quitting and you were battling things emotionally, and that you have seen or see a sports counselor for help with the emotional or thinking part of it, shall I say, which is outstanding. Will you share with us how you felt and how that process has helped you to overcome it and keep fighting and rise to the top, Bree?
Yes. So, you know, earlier in the season, I struggled with confidence. I struggled with believing in myself. I kind of felt like, you know, that the team didn't need me, that I didn't need to, I didn't deserve to be on a team like this. And it came from strictly my own self. My coach never said anything to me to make me believe that. But it was just my own mind, my own brain just thought that I just didn't deserve to be on a team like this. And it was hard. There was a lot of tears. Just struggling, honestly, just with my whole identity as a basketball player. And at times, like I said, I wanted to quit. I'm like, you know what, maybe I just don't need to do this. I don't need to keep putting myself through this stress. And then my mother actually called Coach, because, you know, I would go to my mom and tell her how I felt. She actually called Coach, and Coach called me into the office for a meeting and just kind of sat me down and told me that it's not that she didn't tell me that she believed in me, but just having that one-on-one, come to my office, let me talk to you, let me sit you down and really explain to you that you are needed on this team, you are very valuable, you are very important. And literally immediately after that conversation, I believe we played UNC, and I just feel like I found my worth and found my role on the team.
Wow, powerful stuff. Thank you so much for sharing. Bree, will you share with us as well the work involved in the day-to-day of being a player in a power program at that level. I know that you take people through, we'll say, a day in the life on your social media, which is so cool, but please tell us, if you will, what that's like, because it's not just showing up for games and showing up for practice. It's a full-on immersed lifestyle, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, for the tournament, the day in the life was a little different because I didn't have class. I did have class, of course, that I had to do work for online, but I didn't go or attend class during the entire tournament, or the time that I record, I should say, because when we would finish one region or one part of the tournament, you know, Sweet 16 and Elite 8, then we'd come back and go to class the rest of the week until it's time to leave again. But the days are kind of the same every day. Have class early in the morning, and then we have weights, and then we have practice about 12:30 till 3:30. Typically, you know, closer to the tournament, it was not till 3:30 though. And practice always included film. So we watch film for at least an hour of that time that we have on the court, because on the court we have our TVs up there, and so that's where we would watch film. We do also have a film room, but we just don't use it. I don't know what the reason would be for that. But, you know, after that, after practice, every day I had to get shots up with Winston, which is our coach, Coach Winston. And then after that, some days, well, out of the week, only one time out of the week did I have an evening class from 5 to like 7. And so then after that, then I'd be pretty much done for the day. But it is a full hectic day. It's very tiring, and I am just glad to have some rest now.
Outstanding, and so well deserved. Might sound silly, but since early fall, but even going back through like last summer, approaching almost a year ago, have there been many days where you haven't had a basketball in your hand one way or another? I mean, you're always shooting, right? You're always, even on your own?
Yeah. Most of the time, I always had a basketball in my hand. And if I didn't have a basketball in my hand, I had to go watch film. So it was just like basketball, basketball, basketball.
How do you get better? How'd you get better this year? Might sound general, but, you know, as Coach Staley has said during the season, you've been able to get to the bucket. You get to the bucket with the best of them. You're mid-range. You have the all-around game. But from your perspective, in terms of working to get better and having gotten better, how do you see your game? What have you gotten better at, and what are you still always working on?
Yeah, I think my basketball IQ has really grown this season. That was probably one of the biggest things that I needed to work on, just kind of getting a better understanding of the game. But my three-point shot has increased from last year to this year. Field goal percentage, points per game. I mean, honestly, all across the board, my stats have grown. But, I mean, that's also going to be a part of the work that I put in during the off season, throughout the season, and then also just playing more minutes.
Thank you for sharing that. So you just finished as a player your junior season. What do the coming months look like for you, Bree? As we said, well-deserved to get some rest. How does the immediate future look?
Yeah, the immediate future looks like...
I know you have a parade in the immediate
traveling,
future.
Traveling, parade. Would love to go to the White House. And enjoying some time away from basketball, honestly.
Did your family get an opportunity to come to Columbia to see several games?
Yeah, they came to a few games. Not all of the games, though. They live in Ohio, and I also have a sister named Brooklyn, and she plays basketball as well, and she's about 15 years old, so she also has to... My parents also have to go to her games as well.
Sure. Gotcha. Phil?
You mentioned your sister... Excuse me. Will you take her out in the driveway and play against her, teach her some things. Defensive side, offensive side.
Oh, yes. Definitely. I definitely have. Especially when she was younger, we would just go to the Y and play one-on-one until she could beat me. I still don't think she can beat me at all. Yeah, I don't think she can still beat me. But, yeah, I can't wait to go home and play her one-on-one. I haven't played her in a while now, so I'd like to see what her skills are like.
Well, make sure you don't wear the ring when you're playing her. All right? You don't chip any teeth. Just leave the ring at home. That's awesome.
Outstanding. Bree, it's been an honor to talk with and learn from you. We have so much respect for you individually and for the program and for Coach Staley. It's been an honor to witness, and we look forward to more of it. So thank you for taking the time. Best to you and your family, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you guys for having me on.
It's been an honor.
Thanks so much. Have a great afternoon, Bree.
All righty. Thank you.
Take care.